time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Mutual Aid Association, insuring those who serve, by Chevrolet, preferred automotive of Navy athletics, and by Lockheed Martin. At Lockheed Martin, we're engineering a better tomorrow.
I'm Pete Medhurst, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. For the midshipmen against Colgate, it was a fullback fiesta. Quentin Ezell, Chris Swain, Sean White doing the job on the ground. Ezell with a couple of touchdowns. Chris Swain goes over 100 yards, and Sean White with 9 carries for 39 yards as the mids subdue Colgate 48-10. Coming up, we'll talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo, get his thoughts on what his staff was able to pull off, making changes in the offseason and not skipping a beat on Saturday. We'll also tell you about the Kristen Dickman Invitational coming up this weekend. A lot of volleyball to be played at the Wesley Brown Fieldhouse, the Miz, the University of Maryland, Texas Tech, and George Washington will be in town. We'll also review the Mids Wednesday night matchup with Air Force as well. It's all coming your way next on this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Wearing the blue and gold of the Naval Academy Athletic Association means honoring a tradition of excellence. These outstanding student athletes are laying the groundwork for a bright future, both on the field and in the classroom. Lockheed Martin supports the NAAA and its proud legacy of passion and pride.
Weekends were made for football in Annapolis. Join Navy football as they take on East Carolina on Saturday, September 19th at 3:30 p.m. Presented by Navy Mutual. Get your tickets today. Call 1-800-US-4-NAVY or go to NavySports.com. Navy football, it's American.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with the week off after beating Colgate by a score 48-10. Joined now by head coach Ken Niumatalolo. And you got something on tape now to share with your players and a week to correct things before you get into your first conference game. I know a lot of people want to get out there, want to play, want to get a rhythm going. How advantageous is this week you have here to get some corrections made, some more teaching before you play East Carolina in game two?
I think we use it to the best of our ability. Like you said, I mean, we got some time off, so you can use it to, you know, correct some mistakes, work on fundamentals, improve on things that we did well, get some rest. By the same way, continue to improve. That hopefully when we come back in 2 weeks, not only are we rested, we're better.
How important was it to be able to keep things as simple as you did on offense Saturday to win the football game?
Very important. Just from the standpoint of, you know, sometimes as coaches you get all this off time. We get all this time, so you start drawing things up. But football is still a simple game. You know, you got to block and tackle, catch the ball, defend people, run to the football, come off the ball. And so I think for us, just being able to stick to the fundamentals, I thought we were simple on both sides of the ball. and I thought we executed well.
At the same time, how mortified were you after the first possession?
You're thinking that, you know, deja vu. It kind of reminded me of San Jose State.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, oh, no, you're kidding me. Or Temple.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the worst ways to start, you, like, and you keep thinking, is there a worse way we can start a game? You know, drop the kickoff. We had a holding penalty on a, should have been a, you know, converted first down, but that was from a missed assignment. And then we fumble. You know, that's not three big plays that you want to have. But to our kids' credit, they persevered and fought through it.
I was going to say, the big thing for Chris is coming right back next possession and getting things established for you. And all three of the fullbacks, I know Ivan had talked about being able to get Quentin and Sean especially involved more, but more importantly, got production out of those guys. Happy you were able to get that from all three of those players?
Definitely, because they need the reps. You know, Izzell and Boshan White have been mainly special teams players. For that matter, Chris has been a backup to Noah. So they all need reps, and I think for the duration of the season, obviously Chris will get the bulk of it. But being able to spell him with Izzell and with Sean White, two guys that are 50-plus, 250-plus, you know, we can pound the football pretty strong up the middle. So it's definitely something that, you know, we have to play to our advantage.
Obviously, you probably had some idea what your defense would do, but really until you see them against somebody else, you don't know how they're going to react to different things on the field. Thoughts on the way they played? And I thought for the most part, for a group that had some new faces and new places, I thought y'all tackled fairly well. And guys were willing to come up and be physical, especially Elijah Mergen. I thought he was really willing to come up and throw his body around and do some things not only in pass coverage, but obviously in run support as well.
Well, really, when you look at it, we had, you know, Bernie Serra, William Anthony, you know, Daniel Gonzalez, and Quazel Beltran. Those are the only guys that have really played before. Right. The other seven guys, either they played sparingly or that was their first start. And I thought we played really, really good on defense. I thought Dale and the staff did a great job. And I was really pleased the way we played on defense.
When you saw, especially a team with a guy like Melville, who does have some skills, has shown some things. I mean, clearly last year, I mean, they won five games with him and won no games without him. Playing against an experienced quarterback like that, you used not only those guys, but even some of the backups that came into the game. A guy like Kevin McCoy, you know, really made a name for himself. And obviously, anytime, as you all know, anytime you get a defensive touchdown, everybody's happy.
Well, I thought, you know, if Melville wasn't that elusive, I mean, I think I read somewhere that he runs a, you know, a 4-5. And watching him on Saturday, I wouldn't doubt that. He moves very well. You know, if it wasn't for him being so elusive and athletic, we probably would have got some sacks. But I think we moved them enough, you know, with our pressure, which, you know, I think people thought when we talked about we're going to attack more that, you know, we're going to blitz the house. And I mean, we know who we are. And I think Dale had a nice blend of, you know, our pressure and being smart. I thought our safeties played smart. I just really liked the way we played.
Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo, Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina coming up on September the 19th. What a job by he and his staff to rally with the news of the offseason, having to make changes on the defensive side of the football. And his staff never lets you down. They always come out and put a great product on the field. They'll get a much stiffer test, of course, coming up September the 19th with the Pirates, who beat Towson in their season opener by a count of 28-20. We'll come back, talk with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, get his thoughts on a couple of new offensive linemen and a lot of fullbacks carrying the football on Saturday. We'll get his thoughts on what he saw on film after the game was over. We're back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. You've seen the film now. Mm-hmm. What were you feeling after the first drive on Saturday, and how did that mood get better as the day went on?
Obviously, it was not a great start. We talked about turnovers, preached it all fall camp. You know, in the first drive, you know, it was actually really, we run the a bad play on the first fake. Keenan should have checked. Then didn't get a check. Then the next play, we got a penalty, you know. And then didn't we convert. Didn't we get a penalty. And then the third play, we get a fumble. It was not a great start. But to our kids' credit, my man, they shook it off, you know, and came back and played well and finished pretty strong.
It did not, at least to the naked eye, look like you all ran
a lot of different plays, especially with the first group on Saturday. By design, not to put a lot of tape out there for game two, or simply, hey, they're going to give us this, we're just going to keep taking this until they stop it?
It's a little bit of both. You know, we don't want to show much, you know, in a game. I mean, you want to be able to go into a game like that, you know, where you can, at a point you feel you can out-execute, you know. You shouldn't have to show much, you know. So once the game got started, you know, there's a few things that we saw we can do. You know, we wanted to get the ball to the fullback, you know, that they were taking Keenan away, you know. So we wanted to make sure that Swain and those other guys got their carries, you know. So, but it all comes together, you know. Again, it was good to be able to go out and, you know, not show much, but at the same time, you know, run our base stuff and get some good work on it.
We talked about the B-backs, especially last week. Happy with the fact that you got three of them, a significant amount of carries, a decent amount of work, more importantly, got production out of them.
That's the key, the production. You know, you can give them a lot of carries, you know, but being able to break a lot of tackles, you know, be physical, you know, and again, that's one thing that we want from those guys this year is going to be huge for them. So not let that first guy tackle you, you know, and again, I mean, I kind of envision us being, you know, the way we normally are and get into a game, get after people, wear them down. Then here comes the third quarter. Swain leaves the game, and oh my goodness, here comes Quentin Ezell, you know, 255 or 252, and then here comes Sean White, 255. You know, teams will be like, whoa, wait a minute, we got to tackle these guys now. So hopefully, you know, that's a calling card for this season, you know, to wear people down, but also get all three of those guys in a game and give Chris a break.
I was going to say, yards after contact on Saturday for all three of them, tremendous.
Yes. You know, and it needs to be that way. Those guys are too big to be getting tackled by one guy. You know, again, that's something that we preached all fall camp. You know, and this is probably the biggest group that we've ever had here, and we have to take advantage of them. We got a quarterback who's carried the ball a lot. You know, and when you sit back and look at us as a staff, if we do not take advantage of those three fullbacks and have Ken out there carrying the ball a lot, we're not doing our jobs. And we got to take advantage of those guys back there being as big as they are, athletic as they are, and can definitely make our offense a lot better.
At the same time, you have something on tape now against an opponent. How important is this week off to get a lot of teaching and a lot of stuff corrected? So you're getting back into a rhythm as you practice for East Carolina next week.
It's huge. You know, again, you want to get back in there and play right away, but at the same time, you know, you got a week off. You know, it's a chance to, you know, heal some wounds here and there, but also get a chance to watch the film to really break it down for the young guys who got a chance to play, you know, let those guys see what it's like, you know. So just to sit back and watch the film and break it down with our young kids, the guys who haven't played, you know, to get their feet wet on Saturday, it's definitely huge for us, you know. And again, we just got to get ready, get healed up, and get ready to go next week.
Thoughts on Jameer's production, getting him involved with three different balls on Saturday?
You know, that's a plan that we go into every game with, you know, and hopefully as the season goes on, it'll be more. Now, we'd like to have another guy also to throw the football to. And that's in the works right now. We got other guys that we feel that we can throw the football to. Chris Scott being one of those guys. But Jameer is a guy that needs to touch football every single game. We got design ways to give him the ball. You know, people will probably put their best guy on him. We'll probably roll coverage this way. But it will definitely help us. And people tipping their hand, it will help us a lot of ways in our offense. So much, not so much as him, you know, being a good player for us and people putting their best guy on him, but also their role coverage that way.
Right.
Now it showed us what they're doing, and they were to run different plays the other way away from Jameer.
What did you think of the offensive line up front, especially Brandon's first opportunity at center there?
Well, he played great. You know, again, we wanted him to get downfield and, you know, get the safety. You know, he did a good job of it. Now, the biggest thing I should say is there was no QB center exchange. All week long, we had worked on that. When the ball was on the ground a lot, you know, that was a huge concern of mine, you know, but to look at it and not have one single QB center exchange was huge, you know. But at the same time, the kid played great. You know, he had clear eyes. You know, he wasn't nervous. You know, he got there and flew around, you know. And now that we get Blaze back, we got a lot of guys that had a lot of experience up front. It should help us in the long run.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Mids getting set now for September 19th date with the East Carolina Pirates. Of course, Thomas Wilson on that offense making his first start this past week. But a lot of experienced bodies around, to say the least, for the midshipmen. That's a good sign. How about Quentin Ezell, the local product out of Walkersville High School, 57 yards on 12 carries and a couple of touchdowns. He, of course, had 44 yards on just 6 carries Saturday. So a guy that's really been used as a blocking slot back when you watch a lot of the touchdown packages down around the goal line. He is a guy that the Mids use as a terrific blocker in those situations. So good to see him getting some action. Sean White as well. They went 3 deep at that position for some productive carries over the weekend. We'll see how much more they continue to get as the season goes along. We'll come back and talk defense with Dale Pearson. We'll do that in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Navy Federal Credit Union wants to help you drive away with a monthly car payment you can afford. You see, we're a credit union, so we pass the savings on to our members in the form of low rates. We also provide up to 100% financing, pre-approval checks to bring to your seller, plus 24/7 account access and live phone support. So if you're thinking about an auto loan, let Navy Federal put you in the driver's seat with a great rate and more. Visit NavyFederal.org for details. Open to everyone in the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
General Dynamics Mission Systems develop systems and products that protect your Navy fleet on platforms such as SSBN, SSGN, and SSN submarines, littoral combat ships, joint high-speed vessels, DDGs, and more. Advancing your mission.
Buffalo Wild Wings Best Seat in the House promotion is back. Every Monday night, starting Monday, September 14th, bring your friends and family and enter to be a Best Seat in the House winner. Great food, great specials, and awesome prizes each week. Each weekly winner is put into a drawing to win one of three grand prizes during the finale on December 14th. No purchase necessary, must be 21 years or older, one entry per person per week only, and present to win. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Long. You have to be here.
Welcome back to Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Mids with the week off, getting set for East Carolina on September 19th with defensive coordinator Dale Pearson. And the ability to keep things simple on Saturday defensively, especially with so many new faces and new places out there. Now that you've had a chance to digest the film, what'd you see?
I think they played well for first time out there. Obviously we've got to continue improving. We've got to do some things better than we did the week before, and that's got to continue. We still need to continue to grow. But I thought some of the young guys tried to play hard. They tried to play fast. We didn't have a ton of mistakes. Our eyes were right. But we got a long way to go still. We can still play a lot better than we did on Saturday.
I know you trust all your coaches mechanically, what they're teaching, but surprised that you had as few amount of mistakes for a first game, especially with so many new faces out there? Is that a pleasant surprise in a situation like that?
Yeah, it is. But again, we tried to keep things very simple. The things that we ran, we repped and repped and repped. In fact, I handed them all a game plan and said, this is what we're running. This is when we're running them. Here it is. So, and again, in this room, there are tremendous coaches. Coach Niumatalolo said this morning, anybody in here could be the coordinator. So they all coached what they coached, and we've kind of used what each guy's best at to help us get better. And so it's working out well.
For playing an experienced quarterback like you did in Melville, new guys, especially discipline, so important. A guy like Amos Mason really getting his first major amount of snaps out on the end. Thoughts on the way he played on Saturday?
I thought for a first-time starter, he played really, really well. He's a real physical guy. A lot of times I have trouble seeing if it's him or Will, which is a good thing.
Problem to have.
And some of those other young guys came in. Nambi came in, did some good things. Jarvis Polu did some really nice things. Rayford did some things. And it was nice that we could get those guys in and get them actually a pretty good amount of reps. So, and that'll just help us down the road.
Surprised at what you got out of Merchant and Williams, or did you see that in practice?
I saw it in practice. You just never know how they're going to react in a game. But in practice, I'd seen the same things that they had done out there. But again, when the lights come on, you never know. I've never really seen them play. I've seen Merchant in JV games, and I knew he was a playmaker. But, so it's a pleasant surprise that it didn't seem to bother him, didn't seem to faze him. They took the challenge and broke on some balls. They weren't scared about getting beat deep. And those are the kind of guys you like at corner.
Yeah, I know it's kind of cliche, but at the same time, coaches say you get better the most between game one and game two.
How important is it to get a second group of film on East Carolina as you have the week off this week, and obviously they'll play again?
Very important. I mean, the more times we see them, the more things we're going to know about them. You know, last year they had a tremendous quarterback. They've got a really good quarterback this year. I think the starter that they had in the beginning of the season got hurt.
Right.
But this their quarterback now, he's a good player. He does smart things with the ball from what we've seen from the first game. So, yeah, every little bit of information we can get will help us.
When you think about the difficulty in timing with Coach Green having to step aside for health reasons and Dale Pearson taking over the defense, and then you look at the performance of the defense on Saturday, Kevin McCoy, who turned in the touchdown for the Mids, a career-best 5 tackles, including a tackle for a loss. You're likely to see more of him at outside linebacker. Great job by Justin Davis and R.B. Green to get him up to speed. How about the performance of Micah Thomas at the middle linebacker spot opposite Daniel Gonzalez? Gonzalez was clearly a proven commodity in the middle. The question was, who was going to play that spot opposite him? And he had a career-best 7 tackles. So the sophomore, you would figure, is only going to continue to get better for the Mids in that category. Elijah Merchant, in his first career start, 6 tackles, a pass defended. Same thing with Sean Williams, who had 4 tackles and also broke up a pass for the Mids. It's safety. You had guys Laurentez Barber and Daquan Thomason taking over in spots for the Mids at times during the course of the game, with Quazel Bertrand going out hurt at one point during the course of the contest. Those guys stepping in, looking comfortable. It's a testament to what Kenny Amatalolo consistently talks about with his team, and that is a staff that has been together, 7 new starters on that defense on Saturday, and they came up gangbusters for the Mids against a very good quarterback in Colgate's Jake Melville. We'll come back with more great happenings on the yard, a big matchup in volleyball between Navy and Air Force on Wednesday night. We'll tell you how that worked out and more coming up on the next segment of the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal is a proud supporter of Navy athletics. The Mids getting set for East Carolina coming up on Saturday, September the 19th. That game presented by Navy Mutual Aid Association. Tickets are still available. Admission is $38 for reserve seating, $20 for standing room only. And you can purchase tickets online at NavySports.com by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY. Don't forget, coming up this weekend, got a lot of stuff going on. The Kristen Dickman Invitational all day on Friday and Saturday. Maryland and Texas Tech gets it going at 4:30, and the Navy and GW at 7 on Friday. And then a host of action beginning at 11 a.m. on Saturday with 4 matches. Navy's matches throughout the tournament, 7 o'clock Friday, 1 o'clock Saturday, and 4 o'clock Saturday, all available on the Patriot League Network, powered by Campus Insiders. On Friday night, it's soccer action as Navy takes on LaSalle at 7 p.m., Military Appreciation Night and Heroes Night. All active duty military personnel, law enforcement, firefighters, and hospital staff receive free admission to the game by showing their ID or badge at the gate. It's also Boys and Girls Club Night. All Boys and Girls Club members are invited to attend the game for free. And then more soccer coming up on Sunday versus Illinois State at 1 p.m. It's family night out. For $30, you can receive 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, and 4 Pepsi products. It's also Lil Sis Day. All members of the Lil Sis organization are invited to attend the games for free at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. Regular price admission, $10 for adults, $5 for youth 18 years old and under, and can be purchased by calling 1-800-US-4-NAVY or online for all 33 varsity sports at the Naval Academy. Go to NavySports.com. Next week, an in-depth preview of East Carolina. Ruffin McNeil bringing the Pirates to Annapolis for the Mids' inaugural game in the American Athletic Conference. Should be an exciting Saturday, next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Until next week, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, by Huntington Ingalls, hard stuff done right, and by CarQuest Auto Parts. With well over 500,000 items available, CarQuest is serious auto parts.